Couch Already Taken, a Marvel fic featuring Clint Barton, Franklin Foggy Nelson, Claire Temple and Matt Murdock. Written and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Matt stumbles into Foggy's apartment late at night, only to find his usual spot on the couch already taken. Foggy was cleaning his apartment. He had already done the dishes, vacuumed, dusted and wiped the floors. Now the last thing to do was to take out the trash. He gathered the bags, put on shoes, and threw a coat over his sweatpants and t-shirt combo to protect himself from the frosty winter air. Foggy went down the stairs and out the back door, once again cursing himself for choosing the bigger flat closer to their office over the one with the elevator. More out of breath than he liked to admit, even to himself, he heaved the bags into the dumpster, already turning back to the door when an unpleased grunt came from the dumpster. Where most people might be worried or even scared, Foggy was way too used to this. Annoyed, he turned back and asked, "Again, Matt? This is the third time this..." He cut himself off because, yes, there was a man in his dumpster, but his suit was black with purple markings instead of red, and he clutched a bow in his left hand instead of a pair of billy clubs. At first, Foggy was confused, until everything clicked into place in his brain. "Hawkeye?" The archer gave no reaction, at least not to Foggy's question, only to the bag of takeout containers and food scraps that landed on top of him. And another piece of information appeared in Foggy's mind. Hawkeye, Clint Barton, he remembered, was deaf. Foggy didn't know what to do. Usually he would ask if the other was hurt and help them from the dumpster to his couch, maybe even call Claire. But Hawkeye didn't seem to realize he was still there, and Foggy was worried what would happen if he tapped this deaf man with great experience in hand-to-hand combat on the shoulder and scared him. Instead, Foggy contemplated him for a moment until the other turned to look up and notice him. The Avenger knit his brow and looked at Foggy questioningly. Foggy put on what he hoped would pass as a friendly smile and waved. When he was sure he had Clint's attention, he signed, "Can you hear me?" While also saying it, maybe a little louder than necessary, but otherwise trying to keep his voice normal. Hawkeye shook his head, and Foggy could see that he was not wearing his hearing aids. "Need help?" Foggy signed, not bothering to speak with it this time. In the dumpster, the other man nodded and pushed himself up, wincing slightly with the movement. "Wait." Foggy signed and vanished from Clint's field of view to get the box he stashed in the corner after he had to pull Matt from this very dumpster for the second time. With its help, it was surprisingly easy to get vigilantes, and apparently fully grown heroes, out of there. A few minutes later, Foggy dropped Clint onto his sofa and sighed when he realized that he had effectively just ruined the work he had done tidying up all afternoon. When the archer was in what appeared to be a mostly comfortable position, Foggy asked again, signing at him, "I'm Foggy, you hurt?" And when Clint just nodded, he added, "Where?" Clint appeared to be thinking hard for a moment before responding, wincing, not for the first time, when he moved his right wrist. Instead of using both hands, he settled on signing one-handed. "Head hurts. Ribs. Not broken. Wrist may be broken." Foggy sighed and nodded. At least he didn't need stitches. On the other hand, if this guy was anything like Matt, he would think a stab wound wasn't something he had to mention. And since he had found him in his dumpster, Foggy decided to ask, just to be sure. "Need stitches?" Evidently, it didn't matter that Clint was an Avenger, he was just as idiotic as Matt anyway, because he nodded and gestured to his leg. After peeling back the black uniform, Foggy found a long cut that didn't look too deep, but Clint was right. It probably needed stitches, and his hand should be looked at by someone with more experience. "Convince you to go to hospital?" Foggy inquired, already guessing the answer before Clint shook his head vigorously. The movement made the archer wince, and Foggy chuffed. He probably deserved it. With a sigh, Foggy nodded and pulled out his phone. "Call friend. Nurse. Trust her." He didn't wait for his reaction, but dialed Claire's number. She quickly picked up. "Foggy? Hey, Claire, I kinda need your help. Could you come over?" "Isn't it a bit early for Murdock to end up at your place?" "It's not Matt. It's Hawkeye."
"Hawkeye? Like, in the Avenger?"
"Yeah, I found him in my dumpster." Claire sighed.
"I'll come over as quickly as I can. Keep him awake and make sure he doesn't bleed out or something."
"I don't think he bleeds much, but..." Foggy wasn't sure if it was too much to ask of her.
"But what, Foggy?"
Claire asked, annoyed. "I think he might need a wrist brace or something."
"I'll see what I can do."
Claire ended the call before Foggy could thank her. He turned to the man again. "She'll come later." Clint nodded and Foggy slid into an armchair in front of him. They both just stared at each other for a while before Foggy felt too awkward and got up. "Need anything?"
"Ice?"
Clint held up his hand and gestured to his head. Foggy nodded and went to the kitchen. With a glance at the clock, Foggy decided that he needed coffee if he was expected to stay up with yet another hero, and started preparing a pot of coffee before bringing Clint the ice packs he always stashed in the freezer for Matt and his inevitable injuries. He looked up when he heard a knock on the couch and saw Clint sign, "Coffee?" with a hopeful expression. Foggy nodded and prepared a second cup. A moment later, he returned with cups, ice packs, and his first aid kit. "Don't throw up," he signed one-handed before extending the cup to him. "Clean that up," he said, gesturing to Clint's leg. After another nod, he kneeled next to the couch and started cleaning the wound, first with a wet cloth, then with disinfectant. Shortly after he was done, Claire knocked on the door. "Thank you for coming." Foggy said it as a greeting, but she waved him off and walked past him to the couch.
"So, what brings an Avenger to a dumpster in Hell's Kitchen?"
she asked, while already unpacking her things. "Oh, he can't hear you. He's deaf." Claire threw Foggy an annoyed glance. "I can translate. I know some ASL."
"At least something."
Foggy introduced her before starting to dolmatch between them. After he signed Claire's question, Clint winced again but answered. "I was tracking some weapons. Not Avengers business, though." While Foggy translated, Claire looked at the cuts on Clint's leg.
"That needs stitches," she said, and started to prepare everything she needed.
While she worked, she asked him some more questions and then looked at his wrist.
"I don't think this is broken, but I can't be sure without an x-ray."
"No hospital," he answered once again, but Claire had already continued.
"If it doesn't get better, you have to go to the hospital. If it's broken and doesn't get treated correctly, it will mess up your shooting."
Apparently that was enough to make Clint reconsider, because he answered, "Bruce can check at the tower. Tomorrow." She gave him a stern look, but seemed to believe him. With a sigh, she put a brace on his wrist and left a bottle with a few painkillers on Foggy's coffee table.
"Can he stay here?"
Foggy nodded and told Clint, who seemed grateful that he didn't have to make his way back to Midtown somehow, at least not for a couple more hours. After Claire was gone, Foggy got a blanket and pillow from the ottoman and a pair of joggers and a t-shirt from his closet. When Clint was settled, Foggy went to bed, and both men fell asleep quickly. It was around 4 in the morning when Matt finally managed to stumble onto the fire escape in front of Foggy's living room window. He pressed one hand to his side and was limping badly, both because of the cuts he had sustained by missing a jump in the fight with some ninjas that were still going strong even after the fall of the hand. As always, Foggy had left the window unlocked, making it easy for Matt to climb inside. Instead of stumbling to the couch, though, Matt froze in the motion of closing the window. There was an unfamiliar heartbeat in the apartment. Matt let go of the window and grabbed for his billy clubs with the hand not currently clutching his side. Suddenly, the heartbeat sped up, and there was a movement on the couch. "What are you doing here? And who are you?" Matt asked. The other didn't respond, but Matt noticed them cocking their head. He took another step closer, asking again. After a moment of relative silence, the man answered, slurring slightly. "Sorry, dude, I can't hear you, and everything is still kind of fuzzy, and it's way too dark anyway, so I can't read your lips at the moment." Matt glowered at him, confused. Then he cocked his head, taking a moment to remember the few signs he had managed to learn at some point. Very slowly, he began to fingerspell. "Who are you? Why here?" The man gestured, and it took Matt all his concentration to understand him. "Hawkeye. Fell in dumpster. Concussion." Matt frowned. "Foggy, help you?" Hawkeye nodded and answered, "And Claire." Satisfied that this guy didn't appear to be a threat, he slid his clubs back into the holster and slid onto the armchair facing the couch. Evidently, the pain was showing on his face because the man asked him about it. "What happened to you? You look awful." Matt snorted quietly instead of responding, so Hawkeye continued. "You're Daredevil, right? Tony told me about you. You helped bring down Fist and that ninja organization." It was more of an observation than a question, but Matt nodded anyway. Then he sat up, taking off his costume and feeling the cuts underneath. They were not dangerously deep, but they probably needed stitches anyway. He should call Claire, or at the very least wake Foggy. For a moment he contemplated, but Hawkeye made the decision easier when he started talking again, very loudly this time. "So, do you end up here often? Foggy seemed pretty used to this kind of thing." Matt tried to tell him to keep his voice down, but before he could get through the entire word, the bedroom door opened and Foggy entered, yawning and apparently signing. Foggy was awoken by Clint speaking much too loudly in his living room. He swung back the covers, put on his slippers, and stretched while walking into the other room. As soon as he turned on the light and Clint looked at him, he signed, "WTF, Clint." But before he could ask what was up or who he was talking to, he spotted a familiar horned figure in the armchair. "Matt?" Foggy asked, already walking over to him. "You're Matt?" Clint asked, apparently having read his lips. Sighing, Matt pulled off his mask.
There was no way Clint, or at least Tony Stark, wouldn't be able to find his true identity with both their names. This way, at least, he didn't have to pretend to be able to see anymore. "What happened?" Foggy asked, inspecting the cuts on Matt's leg and side. "I missed time to jump. Idiot got me with some kind of throwing knife." Clint looked between them, confused. "I'll call Claire again." Foggy sighed. 20 minutes later, Claire was in his apartment again, this time stitching up Matt. As some sort of excuse, Foggy brewed her a cup of coffee, the smell of which made Clint perk up from where he had begun to doze away again on the couch. "Coffee?" He signed twice to Foggy, but he didn't pay attention. Frowning, the archer turned to Matt and spelled C-O-F-F, then threw a piece of gauze from the coffee table at Matt when his gaze wandered away. Matt began signing, but dropped his hands as he considered what he wanted to sign. "I see you wouldn't be right, but I hear you might come off wrong." He knitted his brows, thinking hard when Foggy was faster. He waved at Clint and started signing. He's blind, but he can read some signs with his radar sense or whatever. Matt frowned again. Clint looked confused between them, and Claire chuckled lightly as she finished the last stitch. "Long story, tell you another time," Foggy sighed. Evidently, that was enough for Clint, because he just shrugged and asked again. "Coffee?" Foggy nodded and made each one of them a cup of coffee. When he set the last mug on the coffee table, Claire taped down the bandages on Matt's side, then sat down on the second armchair. Foggy sat on the ottoman, cradling his cup and yawning. The yawn was contagious, and Claire, Matt, and Clint soon followed suit. For a moment, none of them said anything, and they drank their coffees in silence. Claire was the first one to speak, making sure Clint was looking at her. "So, a blind vigilante and a deaf superhero in one night, huh?" "Seems like it." Foggy shrugged, and all of them started to laugh tiredly. This podfic was recorded for Voice Team 2024. If you enjoyed it, please consider leaving me a comment, and for more chill and vibes, check out the other works Team Kudu made in the collection.